www.thebigblue.com. Talk Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com, live Saturday show. You can also connect with us on Skype. Perhaps you have Skype, you got a decent, halfway decent microphone. You're going to sound better over Skype probably than you will on our toll-free lines, but use whichever one's best for you. The Skype username to connect to is lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request first. We'll accept it, and it'll be easy for you to get in touch at that point. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
All right, so Mark, you had a story that as a man with a son, a 5-year-old son.
That's right.
This probably strikes home for you.
Well, I think there are a lot of people with sons. I think a lot of people would be surprised at just kind of how crazy things have gone here. This is from USA Today. And just after the opening kickoff of the Arizona Cardinals preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday, this story is not quite a month old. It's August the 21st, just to make sure. So it is a preseason game. Season ticket holder John Coulter wanted to take a picture, so he asked his 15-year-old son to hold his beer while he did so. Seconds later, two undercover police officers with the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses Control approached him. It's the beer police. The beer police.
Seconds later, so they were there monitoring this scene very carefully, apparently.
Yeah. Coulter says they told him what he did was illegal and that he could be arrested for it. And in the end, the officers escorted the father and son out of the University of Phoenix Stadium. So that was it. They didn't get to see the football game because dad had a 15-year-old son hold his beer, not imbibe the beer.
Mm-hmm.
There is no accusation in this story. And there's a little more. The bureaucrats did get their say in this story. So no one has made an accusation that this young man had a sip from his father's beer at this football game.
Heaven forbid.
Right. Well, I think let's be pretty obvious. I don't know what the number as far as a percentage of people who are listening to me it got some alcohol from their parents.
That's a good question.
But
I never did.
Never?
Nah.
I would have guessed
it. My parents didn't really drink.
My uncle offered me a beer when, you know, I certainly had some of his beer when I was, but I mean, it's like a sip, and it's like, this stuff's foul.
Nah.
This is not very tasty.
And I still think the stuff my uncle drank would have been foul today.
So I think that a family member certainly has offered a lot of alcohol to a lot of people. I don't know what the number, but I would bet it's above 50%. Just a guess.
Okay. 1 out of 3. I'll go with 1 out of 3.
Okay, certainly a fair number. And that's a lot of parents to go after. Let me give you these numbers here. The officials say Coulter's lucky he was able to walk away from the situation.
I'm surprised they didn't. They used restraint. They could have arrested that guy and taken his teenage son from him.
A season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Providing alcohol to an underage person or underage persons in possession of alcohol is a class 1 misdemeanor, says Sergeant Wellesley Cool of the Arizona Department of Liquor Licensing. He's a sergeant of the beer police. The consequences could be up to, and this is a maximum of 2 years in jail and $2,500 fine and 3 years probation. They'll get you for 5 years running and $2,500 for this if they want to. Now that's going to really help a kid whose parent is giving them some beer or whatever. That's going to help them send their parent to jail for 2 years.
I wish there was video of this interaction between them and the police, because it'd be interesting for somebody who knows their rights to be involved in this situation as the target.
What do you mean?
Well, how the hell do they know how old my son is? I mean, he could be 21, but look boyish or whatever, right? That's a
possibility.
I wonder
if they have to provide a ID once he's in possession. I mean, certainly you have to provide an ID in order to be to purchase the alcohol, to become in possession. But once I have alcohol, do I have to
prove... obligation to show who
a legal obligation, but I certainly have no moral obligation to show anybody in some stupid hat anything. But some kind of legal obligation to show the beer police my ID.
That's a good question, and I don't know. I do know that the liquor cops... or liquor dicks, as they're called here in New Hampshire. That's what the other cops call them. That's like the cops' fun name for them.
Yes.
Anyway, I know
it means detective.
Yeah, they do go into the bars, and they will card people there. So maybe it's one of those things where, you know, this place is a licensed establishment, mm-hmm. the sports stadium itself, a licensed liquor alcohol establishment, and therefore anybody who's there is subject to being carded by the liquor cops.
Or they can just card people, and if you don't like being carded, then they'll have the establishment kick you out because they know that their license will be threatened if they don't do it. Beer police say.
Yeah, that is a detail that would be pretty important in that situation, but just nonetheless, you know,
the average person
to not consent to their search or whatever.
The average person isn't some kind of activist, so I don't think that that's really relevant to most people's lives. I think what most people... I had a conversation with a police officer about this very topic.
Okay.
And the police officer told me, you're never going to have any problem if you want to teach your child to drink, because I'm of the strong opinion that... you know, likely 99% of people in the world, or at least in the United States, consume alcohol. I don't know about those Muslim countries.
It's probably 90 and up. Yeah.
It's certainly above 90. Consume alcohol at some point in their lives. And that this is an important aspect of American life. And that it should be taught to my son by somebody who loves them mm-hmm. and cares about their well-being, not some pimply-faced 15-year-old moron. Like, that's how I got taught. And it was it's a terrible way to learn how to consume alcohol, and I think the majority of people learn to consume it in that fashion. And that's a really unhealthy thing for a society to do.
All you'd have to do, Mark, is save the Facebook post you made last weekend when you were out camping with your son in the yard drinking alone, and you just made some really ridiculous posts. You just save those for a few years, and when he's old enough to understand, look, this is what Daddy did when he had too many beers to drink out in the yard with you a few years ago. You don't want to embarrass yourself like this.
He was asleep.
He would totally get it, and I think that might stop him.
I think that families should be able to teach at mealtime. Have some wine, have some beers, or whatever.
What if Jack said he wanted to drink until he got wasted?
He's 5.
When he was 14, 13, something like that.
If 13, I think it's a little young, but at 15, I drank until I was wasted.
Right.
I would prefer that he not be out at some party someplace trying to get a ride home afterwards mm-hmm. and God knows where, or driving home. I mean, at 17, I was driving a KZ-1000 motorcycle hammered. That's a really dangerous thing to do. And I just want to make sure that fewer people do that, and I could really only have any kind of influence in my life over my child.
Well, what if he told you, you know, he'd seen people on the movies drinking too much, and he knows that you told him not to, but he really wants to know what it's like. Would you facilitate it?
I would.
Okay.
What else are you going to do?
Does that make you a bad parent?
I don't know why that would make you a bad parent.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's what the law would want you to think, right? The advocates of this... thou shalt not allow your children to consume any alcohol, or in this case, even hold the beer while you do something with whatever. Thou shalt not do this and that. That's the idea, is that you're a bad parent if you allow your child to experience this.
I've got another story here from a few years ago of a parent who was Christopher Rotte, had made the innocent and understandable mistake at a Detroit Tigers game to buying his 7-year-old son a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Now, this was in 2008. The hard lemonade thing was kind of new.
Yeah.
And I find it very reasonable that somebody would mistake a Mike's Hard Lemonade for a regular lemonade and give it to their 7-year-old.
Totally, totally.
And... they took his kid away for 2 days. I can only imagine what it would be like at my home if the government bureaucrats come and take my child away for 2 days. It would be horrible. And this is a 7-year-old taken away for 2 days because his father mistakenly handed him a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Do you think there's anybody who agrees with this kind of enforcement? They must be out there.
Oh,
surely.
They're out there.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you think that these laws are good laws and these dads should be punished for allowing their sons or daughters to touch alcohol, it's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll free. The live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE, and you can reach us via Skype. The Skype username for you is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can go there and actually create the content. Submit stuff to the site. Vote on it. Vote it up or down, whether you like or dislike. And you can see what the top stories are as voted by listeners like you, as created by listeners like you, at freetalklive.com.
Here's my radical prediction. Humans will continue to want light.
And that going light, out on a limb there.
Yeah, I'm going crazy here. And that light is likely to come from LED lighting. I haven't seen a lot of large businesses, big box stores, universities, these kind of things, having actual, like, luminescent light from LEDs. And that's because there's not a lot of companies out there that can do industrial-level installations of LED lighting. One of the companies that can is Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com. And if you are a business owner who needs who wants to get LED lighting, they can offer financing that will begin saving you money immediately. So the LED lighting costs money to get to put in, but it's about 20% to run as fluorescent lighting. That's a big savings. They're able to finance the installation over a period of like 5 years to make it so it costs you less than just the power to run fluorescents to do the installation. To me, that's a great position to be in a marketplace, and I like a company that's in a great position. If you're as interested in a company in making money as I am, take a look at FNRG. That's Force Field Energy's ticker symbol. You can get it through any brokerage account. They're currently at like $5.20 a share, and I foresee them going upwards. It's FNRG. Anybody can buy it. Not a big deal. It's currently on the OTCQB exchange. It's likely to go to the NASDAQ very soon. When it does, I expect that price to go upwards quickly. But if you've got enough money to get into the private placement, you can get the stock at $4 a share. It's a big savings over the $5.20, which is still a great deal, in my opinion. If you've got $25,000 to invest and you can hold the stock for 6 months, there's actually a warrant at the end of the sale period, too, so you can do it again. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Go there, click Contact Us to get in touch with them, forcefieldenergy.com.
855 450 free. Man and his teenage son at some sort of ball game. The dad handed his son his beer.
Yes.
While he was going to do what? I forget what
he's going to take a picture. It was the very beginning of the game. The game really hadn't even started yet.
Gotcha.
And so he's pulling out his phone.
Undercover liquor dicks come out of nowhere and they threaten this man and his son. They tell him that he could go to, you know, he could be arrested for this. He could get probation. That they could, you know, they could have made his life a lot worse. They instead just kicked him out of the game and he was a season pass holder. So I guess the question that I'd asked previously was, who thinks this stuff should be going on? Really? Really? I mean, the teenage son can't even hold the beer. I think that he should be able to drink from it if he wants to. Who cares? If your parents are okay with you drinking, that should be all that matters. Who are these people, these strangers that step in, probably with guns on their hips, and make these demands? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
It's my understanding in many places in Europe, if you're old enough to go up to, if you've got what it takes to go up to the bar, you can order a beer.
Shouldn't it be that way? Let's go to George in Norfolk, listening to WNIS. Hello, George. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I don't think that should be a big issue because I grew up with tons of family members who drink all the time. And if I want a beer, like a small glass or whatever, they'll give it to me. It wasn't a big deal, but to some others I can understand it. But at the same time, if you're there with them, you can control how much you give them or how much they consume at one time. So it's really weird that they're making such a big deal on something that if the father can handle and can control how much is given to the kid, what is the problem if the father's there next to him?
Yeah, it seems to me that the best person to have next to this kid, if he's going to consume beer, and likely at 15 years old, he's in that beer-consuming range.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? This kid probably has already consumed a few beers. Just a guess. And who would you want next to him besides his father?
I'll have either the father, the mother, maybe a family member or a close friend of the person.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, without the friends and the family members I grew up with, I probably would have been out of control and probably already been killed by now.
George, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. I have a feeling that George's viewpoint on this is going to be pretty common. I think most people are reasonable on this issue, except for the liquor enforcement.
Who
are these people?
But
where do they come from?
They take the liquor enforcement is taking the logical step here. Because we have a prohibition in this country and people don't have the stomach for the idea that a 19-year-old or a 17-year-old can consume alcohol, they can't imagine it happening outside the purview of the parents. Most reasonable people would say, yes, parents should be able to serve beer or wine to their kids during a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a very small percentage of the population which would freak out over that. But most parents would say, yeah, that's fine. If they're, you know, if they're those ethnic kind of folks that drink alcohol with meals, fine, that's okay. And but when you start saying that a young person should be able to consume alcohol outside of the home, well, then it's a whole different story, and people begin to get crazy. Well, I'll tell you, there's bad parents in this world, and the liquor police say, well, look, you can't trust one parent to give beer to a minor, then you can't trust any parents to give beer to a minor.
Mm-hmm.
That is the logical outcropping of this law. And that's why it's a bad law.
Let's continue. Mike's on the line in Tucson, listening via XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's ultimately is the parents' responsibility to help guide their kids and help them make good decisions and choices. And every time you guys talk about things like this and the state, I go back to thinking about a lot of the interviews I would watch with, do you remember Harry Brown?
Oh, of course, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate from 96 and 2000. That guy was a real influence on me. Go ahead.
He's unbelievable. And every interview, the person giving the interview, when Harry Brown would say something to the effect of, well, yes, all drugs should be decriminalized, and anybody who wants cocaine or heroin or anything else should be able to buy pure, good quality stuff in a regulated environment, and the person giving the interview would say, do you mean to tell me that a 13-year-old should be able to walk around with a bag of cocaine? And Harry Brown would say, well, yes, of course, but why would he want to? You know what I'm saying? It's up to the parents to make sure that the kids don't want to make decisions like that or do it in a way that's gonna cause harm to other people or themselves. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of mind-altering substances that are available to young people legally. Caffeine is a... Look at these kids on these Red Bulls. Well, you know, the world hasn't fallen all over the place.
Mike, thanks for your call and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There is a recent issue that this kind of ties into here in Keene where they're banning synthetic drugs, of course, for the children. Let me get your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Here we will take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com, download archives of the show. If maybe you're a listener on the radio and you are new to the show, or you don't get our show all 7 nights a week on your local radio station, well, we do it 7 nights a week. You can download as many episodes as you like for free at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. They've got the name brands that you want. I was just using an item that I had gotten from Man Venture, and I've had it for several years, and I'm comfortable with this item. It's a high-quality sort of knife, and it's really easy to use. And you get that usually from the name brands. That's why I like to go with the name brands. You don't always get the best product with the name brands, but you tend to get better products most of the time. But what you want to do is you want to get them at the lowest prices. And ManVentureOutpost.com has rock-bottom prices. They'll beat anybody's prices. If you're looking for fish finders or optics or firearm accessories or archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, long guns, handguns, ammunition, knives or scopes, binoculars, whatever it is you're looking for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the prices you want. Go check for yourself at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Joe in Delaware, listening to WILM. We've been talking about parents and allowing your kids to drink alcohol. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great, go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I heard somebody say something, and just made me call in. Everybody wants to compare us to Europe. We're nothing like Europe whatsoever. And, like, you know, the way they do things over there, we can't use that as an example of, you know, so, like, my family's from Italy. My uncle's been smoking cigarettes since he was six years old. He would smoke about 10 cigarettes a day at about six when he started. So, you know.
What does that have to do with being in Europe?
Cigarettes will kill you in Europe and kill you in the United States and kill you in Asia and I think just about all the continents.
And people smoke cigarettes around the world. So what does that have to do with being in Europe? I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about why do you think people keep saying, like, our laws, comparing our laws to Europe's laws? Case in point.
Do you think it's... Well, I guess here's my question for you. Do you think that Europe has some better laws than the United States? Is it possible?
It could be possible, but the fact is they're their laws, not ours. And we can't show apples to apples. You know what I mean? Like, there's
right.
Great,
laws are great. Laws, and if they've got good laws and we can see how those good laws work in their countries, then we might see some reason to increase human freedom in this one.
And you made a very, very good point, and that's my point as well. They make good points in their, you know, in their laws because their bylaws, their, you know, all their different things that go along with their set of laws. But you can't pick a, you know, a square peg from France and put it in a round hole in Kentucky.
I'm a little confused. Bear with me, Joe. I really want to understand where you're coming from here. So, don't reiterate. Let me ask you a question so I can clarify my understanding of what you've said. You're saying that there are a certain set of laws over in Europe. Those laws are in some cases different from the laws here in the United States. And so, therefore, we can't take lessons from what they do in Europe and apply them here like, huh, look over there. They don't have, as bad of a problem with underage drinking and, you know, binge drinking and things like that because their teenagers are allowed to drink at younger ages with their families and things like that. You're saying that's not applicable here? I'm confused.
No, it is. But what I'm trying to say is you're looking at just the surface of their, okay, like, take that. Lower age for alcohol consumption or drugs. Let's put them all in the same category. Drugs and alcohol, no age limit. Let the kids determine when they want to do it. If. Well, yeah, they might have less of a problem with that over there, but what about their heart attack rate? Or what about their, sexually transmitted diseases? Or what about... There's so many other factors that go into it.
There are factors, certainly. But, okay, sexually transmitted diseases and heart attacks, Joe, sexually transmitted diseases and heart attacks are consequences of people's actions. I choose to eat cheeseburgers, and I suspect that makes me more prone to a heart attack than a person who eats nothing but salads without salad dressing. But those are consequences that I ask for in my life, and I would prefer the person who just wants salad without salad dressing to stay out of my dinner plate.
Shouldn't we just have the bureaucrats leave people alone, Joe? I mean, they're threatening a father here in this case that we talked about with arrest because he let his son hold a beer.
And I agree. See, there's the letter of the law, and that's where the letter of the law is. I mean, the guy did not hand him a beer to drink it.
What if he did? What if he did? Is there a problem with that?
Oh, if he kid's not 21, man, come on. I'm just like you. I understand.
What's wrong with that?
How many months should I be put in jail for giving my 5-year-old a drink of beer?
What is the legal...
That's not an answer to my question.
He was talking.
Right. Okay. Now, I heard you, but I'm
how many months do you think, how many months in prison would be a good amount of time for me to spend there so that I would come out new, better, and whole person, fully indoctrinated by the state, if I were to, say, give my 5-year-old a drink of beer?
And I'll answer you like this, 100%. There's no amount of time that you could put someone in jail to teach them that their son at 5 years old shouldn't drink beer. Would you agree with that?
I've seen people give their children beer, and I'll tell you what, Joe, your great-grandfather at 5 years old, your great-great-grandfather at 5 years old, he drank beer.
Okay.
Because back in Europe and in the United States, drinking watered-down beer was how people consumed liquids during the day.
Sure. I mean, I'm not debating that with you. You asked me how long.
Yes.
Long enough to learn the lesson of you shouldn't.
No, I'm not learning any lessons. I want to do the right thing here. And I think the right thing is to leave people alone. And I just want you to understand that every time you pass a law, there are consequences to that law. And that the consequences are that you're separating parents from children. The people that love them are being taken away and put in jail, and they're putting in foster homes where they get beaten and sodomized at times. I mean, some of them are great. Some of these foster homes are just lovely places to be separated from your parents. I want you to understand that you're like, I don't want any kids to drink beer. Well, some parents are going to give their kids beer whether you like it or not. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to incarcerate them to stop them. Are you willing to do it?
So you're saying incarcerating, if play devil's advocate, but you're saying that if somebody was to be in prison for, let's say, a week, a month, whatever, an undetermined amount of time, that's going to change their view on how their kids should drink beer or not?
No. That's why I don't advocate for it, because I don't think prison works.
I don't think there's any communicating going on here. I've been listening to this call now for 6 minutes, and I don't think that Joe has understood a word you've said, Mark, and I don't know if you've really understood Joe either. I don't know if I understand Joe. I'm really Joe. So do you agree? Let's just lay this out quickly here, because it seems like you keep coming back with questions to the questions that we're asking. So do you think that parents should be punished for allowing their children to have alcohol?
No, but they should be punished for breaking the law just like anybody else.
What kind of a double-speak answer is that? No, you don't think parents should be punished for giving their kids alcohol, but yes, they should be punished because the law, that's what the law says.
Because if don't we you break a law, where's your common sense in thinking? And if we are, so you're saying we're allowed to.
My common sense is that bad laws should be disobeyed and good people disobey bad laws, Joe. Thank you for the call tonight. I can't handle it. I can't handle this crazy disconnect between, oh, yeah, it's a terrible idea to put parents in jail for that, but it's illegal, so put them in jail. That's the law. You want to talk about disconnected and contradictory.
Well, this is a really common position that people take, that this is a nation of laws. If we don't follow the laws, the nation breaks down. But the fact is that this nation has had bad laws. All nations have had bad laws. Good people have stood against those bad laws by breaking those bad laws. And what I want to know is there anybody out there willing to have turned in blacks for the Fugitive Slave Act?
855-450-FREE.
Hey, folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from, covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage, and more. Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian here.
And Mark.
We have a website. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. Now, if you like the show and you like the fact that the website is free and all the archives go back to 2006, those are free too. If you like that, then you could help us out by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. If there's something you need to buy online, there's a good chance that they're going to sell it there at Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. You click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. And you'll get the same great Amazon deals and selection and service that you're used to. It's just that Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits when you start your shopping through the links at shop.freetalklive.com.
I love bitcoins. Bitcoins are a way to send money around the world virtually free or free, depending on the situation. They give you complete control over your money. It's impossible since they're a currency, but they're a decentralized currency that governments don't have control over. Governments around the world inflate their currencies, and by inflate I mean print more money, whenever they want things, whether it's to fight wars or build things or whatever it is they do. In the process, it's an insidious tax on the wealth of their citizens. People don't even know this. People are all enraged about Maltese bank holders taking a 10% haircut. You, in the United States, you take that kind of haircut every year, and you don't even know it because your government just prints its money willy-nilly. If you want to get into bitcoins like I have, the first place to start is to get a wallet at blockchain.info. They're the best online wallet because they're encrypted in the browser. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones, which allow you to access your account both on your laptop and on your phone. It's great. It's blockchain.info.
All right, back to the phones and your thoughts. Parents, sons, daughters, and booze. Some people say, as our last caller did, that, well, he thinks the parents should be able to allow their children to have alcohol, but they shouldn't because it's against the law.
I don't know that booze is the right term. I think booze refers to
just the liquor?
Distilled spirits, okay, as opposed to brewed liquor.
We're talking about all alcohol that you can drink. How about that?
Gotcha.
Let's go to Ron, listening in Virginia Beach, 2WNIS. Hello, Ron.
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Listen, I was calling about this situation where the father asked his son to hold the beer.
Yes.
Now, I'm a retired police officer, so hold on a second. What? My dog is gone.
They don't follow orders, do they? Show them the badge! Show them the badge!
No, they're great watchdogs, little chihuahuas. Anyway, as I said, I'm a retired police officer, so
yes,
you can imagine that, you know, I have come in, you know, contact with people that's been in use with beer and so on. But here's the thing. When I was a kid in the 50s, my brother and I, when we lived in the Bronx in New York, my dad used to come home and he'd he had this quart bottle of beer. And he gave us, small bits of it, in a glass. I mean, you know, he didn't give us a full 8-ounce glass and we'd sit down and throw it back with him. But he did give us some. Now, I didn't like it because, you know, the taste was just, for me back then.
How did he get you to drink it? Like, after the first time, how did he get you to drink it after that? Come on, sit down, drink some beer like a man. What did he do?
No, he didn't do that, you know.
Okay.
He'd sit down, have his beer when he got home from work. He was a hard-working man.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes my brother and I, not always, but sometimes my brother would say, well, hey, you know, Dad, can I have a little bit? He wouldn't give it to us all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the first time he gave it to me, that was the end for me because I didn't like the taste. It wasn't until years later that, you know, I developed it. My brother, on the other hand, he liked it. But I have two sons. One is 40, one's 36, okay? And I did the same thing with them, okay? And I didn't always give it to them. But when I had one, when I drank, and I don't drink anymore, haven't for many, many years now, and I would give them a little bit, just like my dad did for me and my brother. Now, both of them kind of liked it, so, every once in a while they'd ask if they could have some, and I would either give it to them or not. And most times I didn't. And one of them was a police officer today, and that's my youngest. And, neither one are alcoholics, and they seldom drink. And like I said, I don't drink at all. So I don't
Did they
really
ever have any problems when they were, you know, getting older and late teenage years? Did they ever have any binge drinking issues or anything like that you were aware of?
Our youngest son, he did, but I'll give him credit for one thing. Now, he was an adult, but he wasn't old enough to buy the stuff. And I'll give him credit for one thing. He didn't go out and get behind the wheel of a car and do, you know, stupid things like that.
That's the very best, most important thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I was in high school, it was just me and my father, and we were living in Maine at the time. And, my dad looked at me. He said, look, he says, I know you're going to do this. He says, but I would rather you sit at home and drink than go out and possibly get yourself killed. So I looked at him when he said that, and I said, are you serious about that? He said, yeah. I said, just a minute. So I ran into the closet and come back in the kitchen and set a fifth of Southern Comfort on the table. I said, all right, Dad, let's see if you're a man of your word. And we commenced to polish that bottle off.
Hold on. Did you get the bottle from his closet or your closet?
No, mine. Hey, you know, back in the 60s, you know, like a typical kid, you always had a friend who was able to get you something, right? So
yes,
I did, and I had it
good
in the
story.
Closet. Yeah, and I set it on the table, broke out the soda, and he and I commenced to get totally wasted.
So, I love that story. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you calling tonight. 855-450-FREE. Now, that seems like the right way to handle that situation.
And I would like to point out that this is a theory. I guess this isn't fact. This is a theory of mine, is that high school students tend to get into liquor because it's easier to transport. The same reason that bootleggers liked liquor is the same reason that high school students like liquor, is because they can carry a smaller amount of alcohol and get drunk off of it. And this is the, I believe, this is the reason that I had it. I mean, I wanted vodka when I got my friends to buy me alcohol. I'd want vodka, not beer. In order to get drunk, I'd have to carry around a bunch of beers in my backpack, but I could carry a bottle of vodka pretty easily.
By the way, Mark, just to bring back around to your opinion on the word booze, according to Google, booze means alcohol, especially hard liquor. Urban Dictionary says booze is an alcoholic beverage, specifically any type of beer. So I guess
if Urban Dictionary is anybody just posting something up
there.
No,
but you have to vote on things.
All right.
At Urban Dictionary. The most popular voted one moves up to
I'm with
to
Google
the top.
On this one.
All right. Well, just my point is, booze can't apply to anything.
I didn't say it couldn't, Ian. I said that I think that it tends to indicate that kind of thing.
Let's go to Derek in northern Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Derek. Derek in Minnesota, going once. Derek? I hear somebody there on their phone. Maybe his name's not
there.
Derek. Hello, who is this?
Yes, it's Derek. I just like to say it's an honor to be on the air.
You are on. Go ahead, sir.
All right. What I wanted to say was what people fail to understand and think about is that there is a historical and complex relationship between humans and psychoactives. Psychoactive drugs, and especially alcohol, and it's not going away. But I think that maybe if you take away the stigma and explore the dimension a little bit more, kids won't have such an interest in, alcohol or drugs.
That's an important part of all of this. I'm glad you touched on it, Derek, and thank you for the call tonight. The stigma, the forbidden fruit aspect of this, this idea that it's bad. It's bad to do these things. Well, that's attractive to teenagers. Tell a teenager not to do something. Tell an 8-year-old not to do something. They're going to do it. It makes it more attractive when they're not supposed to do it, right? I mean, this is like obvious reverse, the most basic reverse psychology that they're supposed to teach parents.
You can't. These kids watch sports with their parents. They're inundated with these alcohol commercials, and it looks like you're young, attractive, and hip and fun when you drink beer is what it looks like. So I'm unsurprised that they're going to want to try it. I don't think that if we allow kids to drink with their parents, even, as young as they want, I mean, some cultures put alcohol, like some wine in, like, baby bottles. As young as they want, I don't think you're going to have any worse sociological outcomes as a result. The problems seem to come from the laws we have, not from the outcomes of people drinking alcohol. That doesn't seem to be the problem.
Jerry is in Portsmouth, Virginia. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mr. Ian and Mr. Mark.
Hi, Jerry. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I consider it a privilege to talk to you. I like the fact that you and Mark disagree with each other sometime in a tactful way and that you can come to a conclusion, but that's not the reason I called. I don't know how
that music's got pressure behind it, doesn't it? Stand by,
that
Jerry.
Music starts playing, people don't know what to do.
Make a note. We're going to come back to you. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why we get paid the big bucks. Actually, no.
Because we can handle the music.
It's radio. We don't really get paid that much.
No.
We're coming up.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people. Like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S., exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.